plein air lament in the Megalong Valley. The bush is messy, distressingly hard to draw, to paint, to integrate. Scrappy and complicated, dappled and cross-stitched. The eye gets lost, jumping between twiggy reflections and tangled ferns. Stuck, I put down my brush, pause, striving with my eyes and ears. Close by, rushing, shushing, rattling shallow stones, water wraps gurgling arms around two great rocks. Downstream, mini rapids muttering, uttering, stammering, becoming small falls of water, dissolve, murmuring into pools. Across the creek, a rum-tum-tiddle-tum-tee of busy magpie chatter as she tosses off a melody or three. At my feet, a long-necked turtle emerges from the small pool, freezes, all senses on alert. I hold my breath. Overhead, a lone ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat, rises up to a lingering chortle, a vibrato of hilarity. Joined by a gang of raucous choristers, heads thrown back, a full throttle, whole group, crack-up. You have to smile. They seem amused and tolerant, magnanimous, but I suspect they really don't care about art. My brain unfreezes, my hand starts to move across the paper, making marks, sweeping and crackling, spackling and weeping, dipping and swooping, rat-a-tat-tat and waddle-oodle-ooing, jamming with the brassy ragtime of the bush.